This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Atlantic hurricane season does still have a couple of more weeks to go till the end of November officially, but this year has already been deadly and destructive, mainly from Hurricane Michael last month and Florence in September. And those storms did damage well inland, too. From WUNC, Jay Price has the story of one economically struggling town that can't seem to catch a hurricane break.
For decades, Randy Britt and his family have run adjacent hardware and clothing shops in the historic downtown of Fairbluff, a small town about 70 miles west of Wilmington. We've all seen towns like Fairbluff, storefronts lining both sides of a main street. But in this case, those storefronts are empty because the nearby Lumber River has flooded twice in 2 years, most recently because of Hurricane Florence. For weeks, Britt has left the doors open and blown air through with industrial-sized fans. He's cleaned out most of the silty mud.
When Matthew came, there were clothes in here and slime and everything laying, you know, that deep all over the place.
He holds his hands maybe a foot apart.
I can smell the mold.
Oh, yeah, you get stronger in here.
Hurricane Matthew struck in 2016, forcing the 15 or so shops along Main Street to close, including Britt's. Fairbluff was a ghost town for 2 years as local officials worked with state and federal agencies on recovery plans. About five stores were able to reopen, and then Florence hit. Then all closed again. Britt's trying to make ends meet selling and servicing power equipment like chainsaws out of a small back room. He walks me over to the main part of the hardware store where dirty packets of hinges and screws still hang.
When you come in here in the morning, you see that steam that's drying out on the windows now? It's a hot, slimy feeling. I mean, it's terrible.
Britt, 71, has lived here his whole life. And now, in just 2 years, Britt's shop, plus the only other hardware store, the only appliance and furniture store, the only pharmacy, the only doctor's office, have all closed.
It's like dividing your life up on a line here and cutting out percentages of it as these things leave. Yeah, that you just cut a section of your heart out.
FEMA says nearly 40% of small businesses never reopen after a disaster, and many that do reopen fail within a year. In Fairbluff, there's talk of bulldozing downtown and moving it to higher ground. Mayor Billy Hammond says it's unclear where the money for that would come from, but it's worth considering if the town is to survive.
People's not going to come into town to build a new home or a new store in a floodplain.
Britt, who blames climate change for the floods, says that might be the only solution that makes sense because...
This is probably going to happen again. I'm convinced now. Weather patterns have changed.
If the relocation happens, Britt wouldn't be going with it. He says he's too old to start over. His business was doing little more than paying its bills, even before the storms. Even as the population dwindled, Britt was determined to stay open. He was providing a service to his neighbors. That feeling is common in declining small towns, says Stephen Kahn. He's a historian at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, who studies American cities.
A lot of these small businesses in these communities, I think, don't see themselves entirely as a profit-making enterprise. They balance that against that sense of community cohesion, that these places, they're run by people in the community, they're run for people in the community.
And so walking away from these businesses is hard emotionally, even if it's wise financially. In Fairbluff, North Carolina, I'm Jay Price for Marketplace.